Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Red alert, red alert, red alert. We've got it up on Infowars.com. Kurt Nemo's got an article. Is the U.S. Army training to take on the Tea Party? Then it has links to mainstream news articles, mainstream newspapers that are reporting it like it's good. Military regular army exercises with federal and local police around the country where militia groups along with veterans are basically preparing to attack the government. And this integrates into this entire program of control that we see expanding. I have Dr. Bob Bowman, who was on with us last week. We re-aired it Sunday. I didn't do a show. We'll be doing a live show this Sunday. And I wanted to get him on about solutions today and how to take the country back. But separately, they had the secret space plane launch that he's an expert on, former head of the Star Wars program, this week. We were talking about it last week. Then they had a secret launch this week. We'll talk more about that. We'll also get into solutions with him. But I just talked to him during the break. He joins us via video Skype here at PrisonPlanet.tv and on the radio. And so we're going to be talking to him first about the paramilitary militarization of police and all the documents we've gotten where NORTHCOM is preparing to take on the American people, and that their main target at NORTHCOM is the American people. This is illegal. This is unconstitutional. It violates posse comitatus that they have not completely removed. And I've got Watson doing a big boil-down article with some of the backstory on this, but this is so big, and this just broke. And we've already seen leaked documents that the In the Fed rallies, Ron Paul, myself, are being watched by the Army. They tell the Army that don't let the In the Feders know at the rallies that you're military or they may attack you. I mean, they are really getting ready to use the military against the American people. And our government has overthrown countless third world nations. They're experts on this. When they have their druthers, they want a dictatorship. In other countries, they want it here. Presidents come and go. The tyranny of the military-industrial complex only grows. Dr. Robert M. Bowman, well, I'll just introduce him in the next segment, but let's go to him now. Dr. Bowman, I just started briefing you on this, but I know you're familiar with the backstory on this. Does this concern you?
Well, of course it does. I've been speaking about this for years. The good news is they're not going to get away with it because, I've talked to a lot of military folks, and the vast majority will not take action against the American people. They will surround us and point our guns outward to protect us from Blackwater.
Well, let's talk about the history of this, and then I'm going to go over these new leaked documents to newspapers in Kentucky and other states, and the Army is confirming that these are real. This has got to be a wake-up call to the military, Dr. Bowman, that they're being trained to engage the American people.
Yes, it is, and that's why organizations like the Oath Keepers is so important, because we've got to teach the members of the military and law enforcement in this country about the Nuremberg Principles and about the Constitution and the fact that they have an absolute duty never to follow an order to engage in a war of aggression or to arrest, incarcerate, or disarm their fellow American citizens for simply exercising their constitutional right of dissent.
This is incredible. And again, they just incrementally are acclimating us to be like Guatemala or Nigeria with just troops all over the streets and mobile naked body scanners and checkpoints and just everything else that is now happening. But we'll discuss Oath Keepers when we get back. I know you've been involved with them. Here's Mother Jones. Oath Keepers in the Age of Treason. Meet the fast-growing patriot group that's recruiting soldiers to resist the Obama administration. That's a complete lie. They're calling people to follow their oath. It's run by a former Ron Paul staffer. They're not calling for anything offensive. They're saying follow your oath, and we'll talk about the oath that the military and the police give. If tyranny comes to your door, it comes in a uniform. Stay there, Dr. Bob Bowman. We'll be right back with our guest on the other side. Stay with us.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Scores of documents have fallen into our hands and have been reported by the mainstream news to be authentic, that the main enemy of the federal government is gun owners, returning veterans, libertarians, in the fetters, anti-war activists, and they're having drills all over the country. They're working with every local law enforcement group. This has been declassified, that militias are going to attack police departments with IEDs, with explosives. And we have this latest drill where they have Tea Party and basically in the Fed groups, anti-Federal Reserve groups, that are going to protest. And then it leads to that they're going to attack with militias, and they mix white supremacists in with it in the drill. And if you don't know the military psychology, folks, they drill you to also prepare for the attack, but to also demonize the groups you're going to be fighting. Remember, it came out with these shooting drills at schools in Michigan where they would say homeschoolers against government education. That was the one group. Came in, didn't announce to the kids. It was the police posing as homeschooling parents who were going to kill children. That's a way to demonize homeschoolers. It's asinine. And I can think of no better guest to talk about this. We're going to get into some other issues as well. This is Dr. Bob Bowman, Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Air Force retired, President of the Institute for Space and Security Studies, Executive Vice President, Millennium 3 Corporation, retired, presiding, and it just goes on and on here. He 101 combat missions as a fighter pilot in Vietnam, the head of the DOD Star Wars programs under two presidents, And we appreciate him coming on. www.thepatriots.us is his website. Dr. Bob Bowman, recap what you were saying in the last segment and spend some time on this and your concerns. And then you brought up Oath Keepers, and I have all these mainstream news articles saying they are treasonous. Here's Mother Jones. Oath Keepers in the Age of Treason. When all Oath Keepers is saying is, we will not confiscate guns, we will not take people to FEMA camps, we will follow the Nuremberg Code, and which isn't, I guess, even taught anymore to the military. Dr. Bob Bowman, good to have you here with us.
Well, thank you. And, you know, saying that Oath Keepers is against the Obama administration is ridiculous, because we started Oath Keepers way back under George W. Bush. This organization is not against any particular administration. This organization is sworn to follow their oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. And these organizations, the military and law enforcement, are supposed to protect the Constitution and the people of the United States. And it doesn't matter who it is that's trying to do the people in, and if they try and get the military and law enforcement to do it, and it seems like they're trying to demonize the American people and people like militias and gun owners and Oath Keepers and 9/11 truthers and goes on and on. I don't think they're going to succeed. But it's a real battle, and it's one that I'm going to be engaged in with our organization, the Patriots, because I'm sure that with the name we have now, the Patriots, they're going to demonize us as well. And we're going to keep working with the Pentagon to inform them of the facts and their duty and how all this stuff fits in. As you know, 3 years ago, I sent a letter to the generals and admirals of the Pentagon saying that they must not attack Iran, and if anybody orders them to do it, they should arrest whoever did it as a war criminal. In the same way now, I'm going to be sending a letter reminding them that the American people are not their enemy, and if somebody orders them to round up Americans, dissenters though we may be, they must not only refuse that order, but consider arresting whoever gave it.
Absolutely. For someone who's studied history, someone who's been a military officer commanding the Star Wars system, I mean, this was always taught 101 to even low-level officers that in a tyranny, they try to use the military against the people. This is called a military-industrial complex coup. This is, anyone that does this is engaged in treason. And now the Oath Keepers have their 10 pledges that are all right out of the Bill of Rights, all right out of the Constitution. Yep. And to then demonize them and to have mock drills where it says, you know, it starts out with a Tea Party protest against the Federal Reserve in these documents, and then it leads to former military people trying to sniper troops in the drill. And so they're teaching the military that the American people are going to try to kill you. I mean, this is amazing brainwashing, and it really shows us clearly just another example of what's going on inside the Justice Department, inside the Pentagon, inside local police that are part of this drill to take on the American people. I mean, they are clearly quietly building this system for the American people, saying it was for outside groups, just as Hitler did, and now they're openly getting their people ready to go up against the American people. And as we talked about last week, Dr. Bowman, Colonel Bowman, I believe they're going to stage false flags. We see the preparatory brainwashing in the media for this against government installations, military bases, you name it, to then create the self-fulfilling prophecy to sick a martial law scenario on the population. I mean, we're 2 minutes to midnight now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they very well may try it. But again, there are high-ranking people in the military that are aware of this stuff. And just like back when it was Iran that Cheney and company was trying to attack, there are going to be people up there that say, not on my watch.
Well, yeah, I mean, talk about Fox Fallon, the head of CENTCOM, resigned and said, I'm not going to launch an illegal attack on Iran.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And there's going to be more people like him.
And well, for those that don't know, who don't know military history, international law, attacking a country first, I mean, that is one of the greatest crimes you can commit.
That's right. And, of course, we've already done it twice recently in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Claiming that they carried out 9/11, and, of course, just in a nutshell, Colonel, what happened on 9/11?
Well, we don't know really who did it, but we can be doggone sure that it wasn't 19 Arabs with box cutters and an old man in a cave on a dialysis machine. We know that there was a lot more to it than that, that those demonized enemies could not have sidelined our whole air defense system. They could not have pre-wired the buildings with the nanothermite to bring them down in a controlled demolition fashion. They just couldn't have done it. And we know for sure that the official conspiracy theory that the Bush administration put together is totally impossible. So on 9/11, we had the greatest crime of the century and perhaps of recent time. And we still don't know who did it because the 9/11 commission wasn't asked to find out who did it. As a matter of fact, we now know that they were specifically told not to ask that question, not to worry about who did it. Is it, you know, we know who did it. Just tell us, you know, where intelligence failed. So what the important thing is what happened after 9/11. Because after 9/11, the Taliban rulers of Afghanistan offered to give us Osama bin Laden if we had evidence against him so that we could put him on trial for 9/11. And, of course, the Bush administration ignored that offer of the Taliban for two reasons. One, of course, they had no evidence against Osama bin Laden and still don't, and they probably knew at that point who did it, and of course are covering it all up and protecting whoever did it. And secondly, they had already planned in detail the invasion of Afghanistan because Afghanistan wouldn't give UNICAL a gas pipeline.
In fact, the BBC and Associated Press have reported that in the 3 months before 9/11, tens of thousands of U.S. and British troops were massed in the stands around Afghanistan. The carriers were in place. It takes months to get an invasion like that ready. And Bush, on September 10th, according to Newsweek, signed the attack order to launch the attack in the next 2 weeks. On September 10th, the day before it happened, and Jeb Bush, AP reported, was preparing for martial law in Florida. And expanding on that, originally, a real letter was put out by bin Laden and a statement that was confirmed to be authentic that he did not do it. But then they had all these fake websites and fake videos that have been proven to be fake where he said that he did do it. And now they'll have a Facebook account 2 weeks ago saying he did it. And it turned out it was completely fake and some kid was running it. But the news for a week reported, oh, look, bin Laden has said he did it again.
They're trying to pull the wool over our eyes. They keep doing it. And guys like you and me, Alex, we have to just keep telling the truth because only the truth can protect us.
Well, let's, when we come back, because I don't want to get into solutions and the Patriots.us and some of the things you're doing and Oath Keepers and a lot more. But this just broke in the last 30 minutes, which just adds to the giant stack of other government documents we've gotten where they have been secretly training the military for more than two decades to take on American gun owners. I mean, I've interviewed former Marine Corps captain back in 2001, and the last straw for him was when he drove through an Army checkpoint on I-35 and they were searching cars right here in Austin. It was in Kyle. So he went ahead and went public, how in 80, 8, 89, he was leading teams with police raiding American gun owners in Virginia as part of secret program. And of course, now we've gotten a lot of documents proving that. And I interviewed a colonel last year who admitted they were doing gun confiscation drills in Iowa. So they are preparing to come.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apology. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
You look like an angel. Walk like an angel.
More than 2,000 years ago, the Roman Republic fell. It officially fell in 410, hundreds of years later, but the Republic that had some level of freedom fell when Julius Caesar marched his troops into Italy across the Rubicon. It was illegal. It was high treason to do so. They wouldn't even allow troops in the country. They wouldn't allow them in the city of Rome. They have known for thousands of years that when you have a standing army in the country, it's why the Founding Fathers said it was illegal, couldn't be used inside the country. That's why the Posse Comitatus Act, 1878, says it's illegal. Every time, look at Latin America, where they're always having the military take over. Look at Eastern Europe. Look at Asia. And we know they're using the military illegally. They've set up NORTHCOM, made us a military jurisdiction. And now we know they're drilling and training. And the FBI admits the main target is gun-owning Americans, conservatives, libertarians. Dr. Bob Bowman, how do you see them trying to go hot with this? Stage terror, false flag? I mean, what are some of the scenarios, and what should we do if we see a federal building blown up or, God forbid, a nuke detonated? We know Obama's people are now floating that. Attack Iran, stage domestic attacks to go after domestic groups. I see it all happening as a combo.
Well, sure. We have to be prepared for any of that. And one of the great things about the 9/11 truth movement is that in digging into all of this, we're watching now, and they know that we're watching, and that's why they may be deterred from some of these crazy schemes and new false flags, because they know we're liable to catch them red-handed, and we will. So we've got to watch for that. If something happens, the American people have to know that before they think, oh, yes, it's, some crazy Muslim group, or it's a militia. No. They've got to think that it could be insiders in the military and intelligence establishment, a rogue group associated with our government. And we have to make sure that the people know that that's a possibility, so that when these things happen, they don't automatically knee-jerk into let's go get those people, whoever they're told are the bad guys.
Well, you're absolutely right, and they're going to need a Gulf of Tonkin or an Operation Ajax or a Gliwice or a Reichstag or an Oklahoma City or a 9/11 to launch their new war against the American people. But we know in any military planning with the local police and the feds, with the FBI, that it takes years of planning and preparation. That's how we've known that this was coming. And I said it would start in 2010, 2011, because I could see all the preparation building towards this invasion, basically, of the American people by the military. And that's what Oath Keepers recognized several years ago, and that's what you've recognized for many years. And they have certainly crossed the Rubicon. The question is, will they be successful in bringing down the Republic?
That indeed is the question, and my answer is hell no. They're not going to be successful because we're not going to let them.
Dr. Bob Bowman, there may come a time very soon, and they're announcing NORTHCOM through cybersecurity can shut down the web. We're rapidly approaching a time and date where we may not even be on the air if they launch this full operation. And I'm just really hope people are taking this information extremely seriously.
That's right. We have to use whatever we've got, the Internet, independent stations and networks like yours, our newsletters, our contacts, local access television, whatever we can use to spread the word. And we have to educate ourselves and our friends and our neighbors and our families and our communities by any means possible. I ask people who've subscribed to my newsletter to send us a list of people that you'd like to get educated. You know, we'll give them a free trial subscription, and both by paper and email. We've got to get the word out. We've got to reach as many people as we can. We also want people around the country to form chapters of the Patriots, just as we get chapters of Oath Keepers. We've got to reach out to people all across the political spectrum, and our members run the gamut from the militia folks on the far right to the anti-war people on the far left, all across the political
spectrum. Dr. Bob Bowman, stay there. Let's talk about solutions when we come back. And then I want to open the phones up for people in the military right now that are concerned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Welcome back, my friends, as we defend the Republic. I have cleared the phone lines. I apologize to other callers who were holding, but I want to have the phones open for military and police who have been part of drills to take on the American people. Now, it's been in the news. This has been going on for years, but more and more is coming out. They could just have dry exercises where combatants try to attack military bases. But no, they say tea parties, gun owners, former veterans. And we have the MIAC and Homeland Security reports that law enforcement sent me. We broke both those last year. I mean, the point is we're on top of this, okay? And to even talk about this subject, I can't even give you all the data in one show. It's so ridiculous. I called Watson 30 minutes ago, and he's great at boil-down articles. Nemo has an excellent article just on this latest development at Infowars.com. Where the military is training to take on the Tea Party as terrorists. We already know that. They got sound cannons, microwave guns they're rolling out now at events. They're trying to say we're all racist, to demonize us. That's not working. They're globalizing the U.S. They're trying to get rid of our borders, bring in G20 control, value-added taxes, total oppression. And, ladies and gentlemen, Police State 4, the rise of FEMA. 2 hours, 20-plus minutes long, 30 minutes of extras. When you purchase it, it supports this show. What's 30 minutes of the two-hour film? It's the G20. military snatching and grabbing protesters off the streets, putting them in cars. My camera guys go up to the military peacefully and say, we want to interview your public affairs officer. We have your press release. And they said, go park over there. Then they came over and said, we're not going to talk to you. Leave. And it was 8 o'clock at night. And then they called the police and said we were trying to blow up the military base. And the police showed up and said, we're going to say you're a terrorist. You ran. You were sneaking around. All lies. So just out of hand, we're terrorists. They've all been taught we're the enemy. They've been taught. And Gerald Celente thinks they will fire on citizens, that they will do it, especially after the feds blow up a military base and blame it on us. And we now have the government blocking Congress's subpoenas on the shooter at Fort Hood. That was done during a drill. We know that the Hatari militia thing was a setup, and they had feds inside provocateuring it to create a news headline that, oh, the militias are about to attack to coincide with the false flags. We cover it all in Police State 4, the Rise of FEMA, available at InfoWars.com. Get it. Make copies of it. Give it to everyone you know. Air it on Access TV. Invisible Empire, New Order Defined, shows you who these criminals are, how they're running these systems. Two new films released in the month of April. Get them out to everybody. InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Now, for military and police, this hour into the next, I want to go back to Dr. Bob Bowman. Specifically, who've been in these drills or talked to other officers that were in these drills with the military, with police, with the feds, totally illegal. You know, we know the military sent us the document that was later confirmed to be real last year that Ron Paul events are being watched by the Army. Call into the show. Call in from a payphone. Whatever you want. Call in. Tell us what is going on. Give us your concern, or even if you haven't been part of these drills, if you have a concern about this, how many years have I told you this is being set up for the American people? We've got to raise the alarm now, and that's what Police State 4, the Rise of FEMA, does. You can call toll-free, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Dr. Bob Bowman has been a huge supporter of Oath Keepers. Perhaps, Dr. Bowman, you should explain that. Guys, print me the 10 pledges of Oath Keepers. It's on their site. Let's go over that, and then the organization you've launched and the speaking tour you've done around the country, reaching hundreds of thousands of people, and where this is going and how people can get involved in thepatriots.us.
Okay, well, we're an organization that is all across the political spectrum, and we want a peaceful revolution to restore the republic. The way things are going, they're heading us toward violent revolution, and we don't want that. So the only way to have a peaceful revolution is to make sure that enough people in the military and law enforcement understand what's at stake, understand what their oath means, and wind up on our side, the side of the people, not the side of a few crazies in the government to tell them to do something stupid like round us up and throw us in FEMA camps. So that's in the short term, but we have to have a long-term solution to bring about this peaceful revolution and electoral solution. And so we're asking all of our chapters to groom candidates to run in both the Democratic and Republican primaries for Congress. We eventually have to vote out all of the members of Congress that are not on side of the people. And, you know, the number that are on the side of the people and following the Constitution are very few. I mean, we've got Ron Paul, Dennis Kucinich, Alan Grayson, you know, just a very few. But if your particular representative is one of the vast majority that's on the take and supporting the giant corporations and the global terrorists that want to take over our country and that are grabbing it now, if that's the case, then you have to vote them out. We have to vote out every incumbent that is not one of the handful that is really trying to serve the people. And to do that, we can no longer just go to the polls as Greens or Libertarians or Independents or write-in candidates. We have to take over the Republican and Democratic parties from within because the system is stacked in their favor. And so that's what we're trying to do. And our members of the Patriots, members of our chapters, are going to be running for Congress as Republicans and Democrats. Hopefully we get a few of them running in 2010 and a lot more in 2012. And see what we can do. Then we're going to hold their feet to the fire when we get somebody in and make sure that they don't wind up on the take like everybody else. And we demand the changes, the real changes that we need in this country.
And there's massive grassroots concern and involvement, and people are really getting off the bench now. And so now is the time for the Campaign for Liberty, for your organization, for Oath Keepers, for everybody, for the listeners of this broadcast, for We Are Change, for Info Warriors, to get the word out like the life of this country depends on it, because the global takeover is happening right now. And I do want to just have you continue, but I wanted to throw this out for military, for police, to get their concern about the fact that they're being openly trained to take on the American people. Either your concerns or what you've witnessed, we'll cover it all. But let me give that toll-free number out to military and police and others only. The phones are wide open for you. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And here's that number again. If you're driving along in your squad car or you're on leave and listening, 1-800-259-9231. Please continue, Dr. Bob Bowman.
Yeah, well, we eventually have to take over the government so that we have a government that follows the Constitution, honors the truth, and serves the people. Those are essential ingredients of a populist government, a government that will be, you know, as Lincoln said, for the people. And we certainly don't have that now. We have a government by and for the corporations and the billionaires, and we have to get away from that. And once we do, then we can demand an end to the corporate wars, cut off all the funding, bring our troops home from all the 150, 170, 180 countries they're stationed in around the world. Give the bases back to the home countries and use our military only for protecting our borders and our people. That is their constitutional mission. That's their only constitutional mission. And if we make that one change in military policy to eliminate the mission of protecting the global financial interests of multinational corporations, we can greatly enhance our national security and simultaneously reduce the defense budget by 80%. Now, that's a step toward fiscal responsibility, and I think it's worth thinking about. That's just one change that can be made when we get a government that follows the Constitution, honors the truth, and serves the people.
And let's be clear. We're not talking about just status quo. Are people going to stand up? Are they going to get involved? Are they going to say no? You know, the current corruption, the way tyranny works is it only gets worse and worse until you stop it and then reverse it. And so we are going down the slippery slope here very, very, very fast right now. And the time is up. I mean, in your educated opinion, former head of Star Wars program, you know, Air Force colonel, researcher, looking at history, looking at what's happening, looking at what the people running our government have done in other nations, do you have any doubt that they're attempting to set up a open, oppressive, hot, a despotic system? By hot, for those that don't know, you're no longer just a cold, creeping tyranny, but an aggressive, jackbooted, in-your-face tyranny.
Well, they're certainly heading in that direction. There are elements, and again, I think they're in the minority. They're certainly a small minority of the population, but unfortunately, they seem to be in the majority in Washington, D.C., and this small minority certainly has control of major elements of our government, and we need to cut those strings. We need to get big money out of politics. We need to take our government back so that it starts serving us again. And besides ending the wars, we also must demand that we get the return of our full constitutional rights, that we do away with the Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act, and all the other acts and executive orders that have tried to take away our constitutional rights. And by the way, all of those acts are unconstitutional. Congress does not have the power to take away the rights that are given us in the first 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights. They can't take those away by just passing the law. They have to pass an amendment to the Constitution, get it ratified by the states. Of course, that hasn't happened, and that won't happen. So we don't have to follow the Patriot Act. We don't have to follow the Military Commissions Act. Those things are totally unconstitutional.
All right, Dr. Bob Bowman, I want to I was about to go to some calls. We had some concerned military people on the line, and they hung up. Again, we can always load the phones with the people on any issue, except sometimes I specifically want certain people to be able to call in. Former military that's concerned, current military, people that have been involved in these drills. For those that just joined us, U.S. military is training with police nationwide to take on the Tea Parties. They're brainwashing police that the Tea Parties and returning veterans are going to attack them with guns, and they're claiming that we're white supremacists. It's all mixed in. And the military did leak these documents. The military admits they were doing these drills. So the good news is the military is concerned and is leaking these. But I want to get people's take on this. 1-800-259-9231. I mean, don't tell me that our military and our police are so cowed listening out there, that you're so afraid of the NSA that you're not going to call in and tell us your concern. The government's main focus in the real drills and preparation isn't just for the American people and Tea Party folks and in the fetters. It is for gun-owning veterans who have military training. That is in both the drills held the 23rd and 26th. Okay? And this is part of NLEO 10 going on, where NLEO 9 admitted they're using foreign assets in the drills, foreign troops in these drills to go up against you. This is the high treason. This is serious, what's going on all over the country. That's what the staged terror attacks are about. That's what this whole system is about. And we've got mainstream media claiming the Oath Keepers are treasonist. This is fully disgusting. I mean, this is absolutely disgusting. Let me just read what Oath Keeper stands for. We will not obey any order to disarm the American people. We will not obey any order to conduct warrantless searches of the American people, their homes, vehicles, papers, and effects, such as warrantless house-to-house searches for weapons, as you saw in Louisiana. Number three, we will not obey any order to detain American citizens as unlawful enemy combatants or to subject them to trial by military tribunal. We will not obey orders to impose martial law or state of emergency or a state on a state or to enter by force into a state without the express consent of the invitation of the state's legislator or governor. What's in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act? It talks about putting down governors. What, you see the state saying no now to government takeover? Number five, we will not obey orders to invade and subjugate any state that asserts its sovereignty and declares national government to be in violation of the compact of which the state entered the union. Number six, we will not obey any order to blockade American cities, thus turning them into giant concentration camps. Seven, we will not obey any order to force, and what is, cops just got convicted under federal orders last month from, what, 4 or 5 years ago in New Orleans, shooting people trying to walk out on the highways. Remember that? Shooting them under order, just mowing people down. Unarmed people. We will not obey any order to force American citizens into any form of detention camps under any pretext. Number eight, we will not obey orders to assist or support the use of any foreign troops on U.S. soil against the American people to keep the peace or to maintain control during an emergency or under any other pretext. As Henry Kissinger said, during staged crises, they can bring in U.N. troops. We will consider any such use of foreign troops against the American people as an invasion and an act of war. Number nine, we will not obey any orders to confiscate the property of the American people, including food and other essential supplies, under any emergency pretext whatsoever. Number 10, we will not obey any orders which infringe upon the right of the people to free speech, to peaceably assemble, and to petition their government for redress of grievances. How is this treason? Anybody that violates this is involved in treason, doctor.
And I keep wanting the Oath Keepers to add one more to that, and that's to promise not to follow any order to participate in a war of aggression.
But again, I mean, you swore an oath to protect and defend the Constitution from enemies foreign and domestic.
Yeah.
I mean, reading the oath, it goes further than Oath Keepers. And I've read old Army handbooks from 50 years ago that were more clear than this. But now this is treason to actually be a patriot.
Yeah, they're trying to turn things all the way around. That's why I've called my organization the Patriots. We need to take that back, make it a good word again, and make people understand that we who are protecting the people of the United States are the Patriots, and those who are trying to subdue us are the traitors.
Dr. Bob Bowman, stay there. We'll talk about more of what you're doing at your website, your book, your materials, your newsletter on the other side. And we do have some people calling in now, Roger, Tom, and a lot of others. Folks, they are quietly training everywhere to take us on, and they're going to stage terror attacks to do it. We'll be right back.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you'd get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Veterans, we have scores of secret and declassified and leaked government documents. We have new ones today. They are training against veterans. They are saying you're terrorists that are going to attack. This is outrageous. This is what the Soviets did when they took over. It's what Hitler did. He went and rounded up former military people that had been critical. I mean, this is happening in America. The banks have stolen trillions. They're setting up a police state. Your kids are herded through naked body scanners. School-issued laptops are watching kids 56,000 times at one school district and saying they're allowed to. I mean, this is hellish. And Dr. Bob Bowman is our guest. I want to hold him 5 minutes the next hour so we can go through some calls here and talk more about what he's doing. But we've got Roger, who's ex-military, who's concerned about drills. Tom in Canada, military contractor. Brian, Chad. Let's go to Tom in Canada, who is a military contractor. What's your take on this, and do you have any information?
Yes, Alex. I worked on a couple military bases 10 years ago, pre-9/11. They were a live-round training base, combined arms tactical training. And basically what it was, 100-acre site, 60 buildings, replica of a U.S. city. Every building, like municipal hall, city hall, townhouse, residential housing, hotel. And it was basically the structures. And it was for ranger training for the Army to go through. At the time, you know, I wasn't really still watching TV and so on, not aware. And I was kind of taken back because I expected to see a Middle Eastern, you know, like a Middle Eastern town. Or a Russian town or something like that, but it was a U.S. city. And at the time, the context I dealt with told me it's because of the Oklahoma city that it was to deal with domestic.
Yeah, we've got footage from three drills they did in the late 90s in Louisiana where they admitted it was for the American people, and they had foreign troops drilling to do it. So they told you 10 years ago this was for domestic groups.
Exactly, and they used they cited the Oklahoma as one, and basically.
Now, was this drilling for the U.S. and was this with U.S. troops?
Yeah, it was a Rangers base in the Northwest. There was one in Alaska, and I think a couple in the southern states as well. There was about six that were out at the time.
Well, last year I had an Army colonel on who was in the newspaper. We're doing door-to-door gun confiscation drills, and then I had the colonel on, and he admitted it. That's in Police State. The Rise of FEMA, the new film. I appreciate your call. Dr. Bob Bowman, this has been going on a long time, but I see it really accelerating and coming to a head.
Yeah, right on. Let's get another one of your callers.
All right, let's talk to Roger in Missouri, former military, about drills. Go ahead.
Yes, this has been going on for a long, long time. Memorial Day of 1973, I was stationed at Camp Pendleton, California. And the Black Panthers was going to march on Camp Pendleton. The commanding general actually came out, secured liberty for everybody on the base, brought recon out, put 30 cal machine guns out, and they drew a line. And they told the Black Panthers, you go across that line, we're going to kill you. Then, after that, they transformed the Vietnam training village into what would look like just a regular United States street. And told us that, of course, that was during the Nixon administration when Watergate was going on, that we would probably be attacked by armed citizens. Also, just 4 years ago, I belong to the Marine Corps League, and the local police and sheriff's department came and asked us if we'd get CERT trained. To help out administrative duties and rescue during an emergency of any kind. And we went through that, and everybody was pretty well on board with it. Then, about, three or four months after that, they actually shut down our local airport and had a terrorist drill. And we was supposed to do a fake triage and different things.
And everyone stay there. That's what they do. They get you there for one reason, then bait and switch. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.